Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Ratajczak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Wallace Johnson. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spear. Wilson moves to second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Raines reaches second base with a double. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Dawson steals third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dawson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Rajcik moves to second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Rajcik moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rajcik tags and scores. Brooks tags and moves to third. One out. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson has Brooks trapped. There's the throw to Wallach and over to Carter, who tags Brooks for the out. Hodges moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter fires to second and picks off Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson bunts towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cromartie takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Cromarty moves to second. It's 4-2, Expos. Craig Swan now pitching. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ratajczak strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Raines steals second. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 5-2, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Garden Hire applying the tag. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanderson strikes out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Raines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rajczyk. Raines reaches second base with a double. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Rajczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rajczyk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a line drive towards the mound. Sanderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Swan, and towards Baylor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Mike Phillips now playing second base. Terry Francona now playing left field. Wally Backman pinch hits for Craig Swan. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Reardon covering, for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Bob Baylor. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Ed Lynch now pitching. Wally Backman now playing second base. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rajcik takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.